Monday, back from the dead. I'm letting it go. Back for another one. Tuesday, shoot me in the head. I'm taking it back, taking it back. I'll take it back. Wednesday, she's looking for a friend. She'll get what she wants. Can't seem to get enough. Thursday, it's more than I can stand. I'm holding her down, holding her down. She's down again. I gotta find a way to find her. Where could she be? For days of the week, she thinks I'm the enemy.
Days of the Week by Stone Temple Pilots. This is Zennial Yearbook. It is once again Saturday, and it is once again the 2001 show. 2001. Lots of good stuff. We're probably going to take it a little more poppy than, you know, your strict alternative, but that's all right. You know, that's sometimes what we do. On Zennial Yearbook, the 2001 episode. I think this is our fourth 2001 episode. So stay tuned, everyone. We've got Alien Ant Farm coming up. We've got a little bit of Incubus. But let me tell you about this song that I heard, I don't know, maybe 30 times on my drive across the country. I feel like when I got out of the service, I drove west, and every time I would leave a media market, this is back before, you know, Spotify, and you just have to listen to the radio. You are at the mercy of the radio. I mean, you could have CDs, but those are the only CDs you have. If you wanted more of a variety, you would have to listen to the radio. I guess you could have a CD full of MP3s, but then just navigating that while you're driving is crazy. Anyway, driving, you would move out of your media market and then get into a new media market, get on the same kind of alt rock station, and they would just play Drops of Jupiter again. I'm sure I heard this song 30 times in my drive across the country or more. This is Train.
Stay on the moon, she lives. listens like spring and she talks like June.
Yeah. Over and over and over. waiting for you to care. Don't try to fake it, jump on in and get it started. There's so much loving for you to share. Time for you to spare. If you ain't part of the game, then how can you find a solution? Nobody said that it would be fair.
Dig In by Lenny Kravitz on Xennial Yearbook. Before that, we had Warning by Incubus, Drops of Jupiter by Train. Yeah, that's some pretty fun stuff. You can sit. You came in like right before I turned on the light. So I can't complain that you didn't respect the light. Because, you know, you had no idea.
No light outside.
That light is on now. There's a little when I put the microphone on, there's a light that comes out. It's fine.
I actually stood in the hallway and waited to see if I could hear music.
Oh, did you?
How are you? I did. I tried.
You sort of just rolled in. It's fine.
Well, then I thought I was in the wrong studio and
no. Welcome. It's Jen, everyone.
Hey.
Hi, Jen. Can you hear yourself?
Somewhat, yes.
All right.
How's this, that?
I mean, I can hear you.
Good, but you're 4 feet away from me, so.
Ah, that's fine.
Yeah.
How about that? I can control your microphone.
You have the power.
It's fancy. It's fancy in here. Jen's here, everyone. Hey, say hi to Jen, everyone. There's no one.
It's just us.
It's just us. It's fine. How's your day?
Rainy, but
it was rainy.
Not bad.
Is it rainy today on Saturday?
No, today it's beautiful.
Oh, excellent.
But in the past, because we're coming from the past, speaking to the future.
All right.
That was too deep for 5 p.m.
It's a little much.
On a weekday.
It's a little much.
Look at me, I have notes.
I know, you got. You came prepared.
I did.
Okay, while you prepare, I'm going to play a couple of songs. Two songs.
Got it.
And then we'll talk about your prep.
Got it.
All right, what are we going to do? We're going to play some Michelle Branch. The song where the drums are a little bit over the top. I don't know if you ever paid attention to this song, Everywhere by Michelle Branch. The drums, they go real hard. But before that, we'll play some Alien Ant Farm. This is Movies.
Every time I look, you're never there. me.
Everywhere. Don't touch the microphone.
Sorry, I touched the mic.
Everywhere by Michelle Branch. Before that, we had Movies by Alien Ant Farm off of their 2001 anthology album. The album is called Anthology. It's not an anthology. I guess it could be an anthology. That's just what it's called. Because it starts with A&T. Anyway, this is the new yearbook. It's the 2001 show. We're here with Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hey.
What do you got? What do you got for us?
Oh, my gosh. So I've taken over the trivia.
Have you?
For today.
I guess for today.
So my goal is always to find what will Kyle not find. That's my hope. That's where I peak.
Okay.
So I figured I'm honestly a little disturbed that you didn't record that in 2001 both the iPod and the Xbox came out.
I did not say that this time. I probably said it before.
I know you think about it every day, but
I do think about. I do remember buying an Xbox in 2001. Remember that? You probably don't. I remember you didn't play anything. I used to play the 2K games, the 2K football, back before EA bought like the rights for NFL games for like $1 billion. My God. So EA used to sell these Madden games, not to talk bad about Madden, but like $50, $60 mm-hmm. bucks. You know, what a AAA game would cost. But 2K decided we're going to make a game that's just as good. Yeah. Pretty good, and sell it for $20. So, I mean, you could just play the 2K version for $20. And then EA was like, no, we'll just buy the whole thing. We'll buy the whole package. Nobody else can. Anyway, long story short, I knew about the Xbox.
I had no question that you knew okay. about the Xbox.
That's fair.
And the iPod, because I knew nothing about downloading music.
Well, it was new. It was all new. Well, it was like Napster. It was after Napster. And then the iPod, yeah. That sounds right.
This is the area of our marriage where you shine and I do not.
That's why I'm doing this.
Yes. Is that why?
Very exciting.
So in 2001,
okay.
all convicted persons from the Salem witch trials were found innocent. That is good use of our judicial time.
They were found innocent or they were like...
No, it was officially declared that those people who were killed in the Salem witch trials...
They were just found not guilty?
Were actually deemed innocent.
Overturned and just called not guilty. That's probably the right call, right?
Really?
I mean...
Probably?
Probably. Probably true.
Probably.
Probably right. Well, you can't... Like, it's hard to go back and retry someone from, like, 400 years ago, but also magic? Probably not.
Hard because they had more diagnostic criteria in the 1600s?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. No, they didn't. They couldn't have
done. No, they didn't.
You're right. No. You're right.
Yeah, there was nothing there. I just thought that was fascinating that...
Is a thing that happened?
Yeah, that was something that somebody decided was important, which I get clearing the names, but...
Right.
That made it into the news.
Huge deals. Huge deal. Well, you know what else is in the news? Nothing. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more... Xennial Yearbook, and more Jen.
Hey.
I know, right? We'll be back in like a minute or so.
You just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with. WTBR.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Is it possible to two utes?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a Ute?
WTBR.
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
ヘッベンガ
y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I switch my style.
Holla, holla.
People sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around. You know, me and Timberland, man, high since 20 years ago. What the dealio? Now what the drillio? If you wanna battle me, then let me know. Got the feeling, son. Let me throw you some. People, here I come. Now sweat me when I'm done. We got the radio shook like we got a gun.
Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott from Portsmouth, Virginia, your neighbor.
Woo woo.
Remember her from the playground?
Yeah, we totally hung out together.
You know what? I bet you would. I bet you guys
would have loved to hang out
all the time.
But I didn't exactly have a ride to Portsmouth from Virginia Beach all the time. I couldn't drive back then.
That's fair. Fair enough. This is Annual Yearbook. I'm Kyle. This is Jen.
I'm Jen.
The guest host.
What?
We're back. Well, I guess a guest host would be like somebody hosting instead of me.
I think I'm just a guest.
You're just a guest. Not just a guest. You're the best guest.
Am I better than Matt Wren? I don't know.
Well, you've been here more often than Matt Wren.
Oh, I do that. So that's a challenge to Matt. Matt needs to come back.
You're the number one guest.
I am.
Look at that.
I am number one.
You made it. Oh, man, is that Nelly? Number one? When did that come out?
Possibly. I don't know, but 2001 was the official start of the new millennium.
Yeah,
those of us who existed in the last century
The last and millennium.
In the last millennium.
Oh, gosh.
Knew that whole period from January 1st, 2000 to January 1st, 2001, it was just like a no man's land. Because right. We were like, are computers going to work? Is the ATM going to work? Well, nobody had computers anyway.
I had a computer. It was a giant gateway.
I know.
I definitely had
a computer. I used it.
I think I got that computer in 98, maybe?
Yes, that's the computer that we both used to start our email addresses.
That's right.
We sat there one night and had to figure out, how do you make an email address when right. your name is Jennifer? And I went through so many iterations.
So
and
many
ended
iterations.
Up with something that's ridiculous. But I still have it.
You still have it?
I do.
Hotmail. Because we're old.
Yeah.
That's right.
But anyway, the new millennium did not start in 2000 because it's the end of the 2000th year. So it started right. January 1st, 2001.
Because we don't start at year zero. You start at year one. It all makes sense.
It does.
See? When it you does. Think about it, it all makes sense. All right. Back to the show. This is what do we do in this show? We play... Right about now in this show, we'll play three songs from one album. You know, just kind of dive into the album, see what's going on. And since we're skewing a little more poppy than typical, we're going to play a little bit of John Mayer. I think 2001 was peak John Mayer.
I would just like to have it on the record that I had nothing to do with this.
That's all right. It's okay. It's my show. I can play whatever I want.
You can play whatever you would like within reason that the studio will allow.
Whatever the federal government will allow me to do.
Yes. I'm much more on the Missy Elliott side of the spectrum.
That's fine.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm going to play.
Let's hear some John Mayer.
Let's hear it. We'll start it off with No Such Thing, a song you know. Everyone knows this song. It's the best. Here's John Mayer. Stay inside the lines.
all afternoon. I'm just stuck inside the gloom. Four more exits to my apartment, but I am tempted to keep the car and drive and leave it all behind. Superstitions in my head. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. When I say I've got it down. Everybody just a stranger, but that's the danger in going my own way. I guess it's the price I have to pay. Still, everything happens for a reason. Is no reason not to ask myself if I am living.
John Mayer on Xennial Yearbook. That's Why Georgia, off of his, this is his first album, Room for Squares, 2001. I should know this.
You can look at me, but I don't have an answer for you.
That's fine.
So, did you catch that John Mayer just talked about the quarter-life crisis in that third song?
Quarter-life crisis, that's right.
Do you, I remember 2001
yep.
and being like, we were approaching our quarter life crisis. Like, oh, we're adults now. We're grown-ups.
Yeah.
We had moved across country together. We lived in Southern California. We had our first apartment there. That was, we didn't own a sofa.
Yeah.
We had a mattress on the floor and an empty futon frame.
Is that a crisis?
No, but that was like brand new adulting. Like
yeah.
on our own. New city, new state.
Actual
new
adulting.
And now okay. we're like, 401ks and middle age and
yeah, Oh, you're rhyming. You got the rhymes. John Mayer is, he's in fact our age. We are the same age. His birthday is between my birthday and your birthday.
Well, that's like half the year.
Half of 1 year.
So in 2001, you and I were...
Wait a minute.
Saving up money to eat at Hungry Howie's.
I'm not done.
And he was like a multi-platinum record artist.
It's true.
Cool. Okay.
That's fine.
Continue.
That's fine. Before that, Your Body is a Wonderland, and then No Such Thing. All off of the Room for Squares album. Please continue about how we were unsuccessful at the age of 24.
No, not that we were not successful.
Okay.
We were just not John Mayer in 2001 successful.
I mean, few people were, right? What do you need to do?
I remember we had to go buy a kitchen trash can. And that was like, I don't want to spend my money to buy a kitchen trash can. That's not fun and exciting.
It's not exciting.
But we had to do that.
Trash cans are relatively important for the kitchen.
Do you realize that we didn't own a vacuum until we got married because we registered for one as a wedding gift?
How do we vacuum the floor? We didn't?
We moved.
We just moved every 9 months or so?
Yeah.
No, we had to have gotten, because we were on Hummingbird. They had carpet, right?
We got married when we lived on Hummingbird.
Yeah, the rooms had carpet, the bedrooms.
Yes, but don't you remember we
just
also
didn't vacuum them?
Sanded and refinished their furniture inside that apartment?
Oh, yes, so much fun. We're being ridiculous. Yeah. We didn't even own that apartment. It's just an apartment.
We didn't own any apartment.
Oh, I sanded my guitar in there. That's what happened.
I refinished a dresser.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
That's right. Landlords, pay attention. Your renters, your tenants are going to beat up your apartment.
No, we still got our full security deposit back.
Yeah. But because we were good.
Well, and it was a really bad neighborhood.
And I changed the outlets out.
And you put in a ceiling fan.
And I put in a ceiling fan. I'm handy. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Good times.
Enough of me being handy. We have time for... let's do one more song. We'll do one song. We'll come back. We saw these guys at Tanglewood. Who is it? Who is it? One of three bands.
Gin Blossoms?
It's none of those bands. This is Sugar Ray. Their 2001 album, Sugar Ray. They played this song, and I thought, oh my gosh, I forgot all about this song. Remember this song? This is Sugar Ray and Zinnel Yearbook. This is Answer the Phone. Answer the Phone by Sugar Ray on Zennial Yearbook.
How long was that song?
This, 3 minutes and 58 seconds.
Okay, so we just spent 3 minutes and 46 seconds talking about...
About a vacuum.
Vacuums.
Talking about vacuums and how we need to get a new vacuum, maybe. Maybe. We just put a new HEPA filter in.
I just put a new filter in. It'll only last, 10 years old.
I think it'll last at least another 6 months. Well, but
at this point, I don't want to invest in anything that our teenager's going to use before she goes to college, because anything we bring into the house is just going to be thrashed and thrown on the floor and have candy melted into it, basically.
Candy and thread and garbage.
Yarn and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
So, once again, this is Zennial Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Yeah.
Okay. That's 2001.
Us. Oh, 2001.
Let's go back.
Back.
You want to hear something that makes you feel like you're in 2001.
I do.
In 2001?
Not this music? Not this whole thing I've been doing for the last hour? Okay.
In addition
to all of this.
I'm here too.
I understand.
To bring it full circle.
Okay.
2001, Pizza Hut delivered a pizza to the International Space Station.
I remember that.
How much did it cost?
I have no idea. Like the pizza?
$1 million.
Well,
to deliver that pizza to the International Space Station.
It must have been cold.
You don't think they could have made like a thermal?
Yeah,
I mean, they can deliver it to your house and it's still warm.
How long?
You don't think NASA has the capability to keep something warm?
How long does it take to get to the ISS? Isn't that far? It's not as far as like the moon.
Well, it's not like they said they're going to guarantee delivery in 30 minutes or it's free. That would have been,
I guess, it's
a
only
poor
like
business decision on their part.
Several dozen miles up, maybe. I don't know how high the ISS is.
And then there's traffic.
There's probably no traffic. But you have to catch it. It's a whole
thing. See, nobody
thing.
Can see me roll my eyes on the radio.
Now I'm thinking about the logistics of getting a pizza to the International Space Station. That's why it cost $1 million. Not the pizza. It's the getting there.
Oh, what was on the pizza?
I have no idea.
Like, did they get to ask people? Like, hey, you're getting a pizza delivered from Earth.
From the Earth. The place where we make pizza.
Do you want pepperoni? Are you going to argue about mushrooms? Because in 2001, you and I were arguing about mushrooms on pizza.
I don't know if we were arguing. I just wouldn't eat it. I would have just refused to eat mushrooms on pizza. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
After all that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in, I don't know, like a minute. This is...
Zennial Yearbook.
Zennial Yearbook. That's my line. The 2001 show.
Hi. Welcome to the future.
The future begins in 10, 9, 8, 8.
Oh, wait a minute.
8.
What? Again?
8.
Dude, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
3, 2, 1.
WTBR.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
You like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Hi. Welcome to the future.
The future begins in 10, 9, 8, 8.
Oh, wait a minute.
8.
What, again?
8.
Dude, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
3, 2, 1.
WTBR.
Never win first place. I don't support the team. I can't take direction and my socks are never clean. Teachers dated me. My parents hated me. I was always in a fight 'cause I can't do nothing right.
change is everything you are. Tired of being compared to damn Britney Spears. She's so pretty, that just ain't me. Doctor, doctor, won't you please prescribe me something? A day in the life of someone else, 'cause I'm a hazard to my.
Pink, whoa, with Don't Let Me Get Me.
I feel like you added an exclamation point after her name there.
The pink. The exclamation point is in the middle. It's between the P and the N. There's no I in pink. It's P.
Your enunciation.
Oh, I don't enunciate for the show. I'm a mess. It's a mess. It's hard to understand me. I'm working on it. I'm not working on it, but I am aware of it.
There you go.
This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 2001 show. That was Pink. Don't Let Me Get Me. Off of her 2001 album, Misunderstood. No, Misunderstood. Anyway, the I in that one is also an exclamation point.
I feel like Missy Elliott had some Z's in there instead of S's, but not Pink.
No, Pink has the Z's.
Does she?
Missy is just Miss E. So Addictive.
Not in her name.
No, the album is Miss E. So Addictive.
Well, she has more than one album.
Well, that's not in 2001. Anyway, yeah. Well, what else? What else is going on?
Do you want some randomness?
I do.
I'm gonna get you on this, Mr. Trivia.
Let's go.
In 2001, in the UK.
The UK.
390,000 people listed what as their religion?
Almost 400,000 people in the UK.
0.8% of the UK population.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. In the UK, is it Pastafarian? That's way too high for Pastafarian.
Yeah, no. But it was the fourth largest religion that came in more popular than Judaism, Sikhism, or Buddhism.
Is it no religion?
It's Jedi.
What? Oh. Why?
Jedi.
That's
I don't know. They were using the Force.
That's too many Jedis. Oh, it's probably because it's an option. Like, if you give people an option to pick Jedi.
If you give a mouse a cookie.
People will pick Jedi.
They will select Jedi on a form in the UK.
Yeah, if it's on a form, people are gonna select it. I understand that.
So you have to know, I was seeking out Kyle facts.
It's a good one.
To come onto the show.
I would not have guessed that. In fact, I did not guess that.
You did not.
How about
you
that?
Did not.
Proof positive that I would not have guessed that. Let's keep the music going with a little bit of the White Stripes. Do you remember them? Remember those guys?
I do.
Those two Jack and Meg, and then whoever else is playing with them.
Do you remember 2 weeks ago when our daughter turned down an album by somebody who sounded like the White Stripes because she didn't know who they were?
Who were they?
I don't want to bring her teacher into this.
Oh.
One of those few times that her musical decision disappointed
you
me.
You tell me. Oh, that's right. That's right. You tell me. We'll talk about it, you know, offline. This is...
Sounds weird.
Offline. This is Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground by the White Stripes.
Thank you. wanna spread the disease because I wanna. Gonna call all the shots for the no's and the nods because I wanna.
The Hives with Hate to Say I Told You So.
Told You So.
I hate to say I Told You So. They are off of the album Your New Favorite Band.
That's a great album title.
It is. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Before that, The White Stripes with their 2001 hit Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground off of their White Blood Cells album. Fun stuff. Fun.
Fantastic.
All right. What else do you got?
Okay. So, 2001.
2000. I was there.
You were there. I was there, too. Yes. We were new transplants to Southern California.
Right.
And...
what are we doing here?
That's a different episode.
Oh, my gosh. You guys wait till the 2015 episode. Whew.
No, that was a doozy.
Anyway.
That was a doozy. So, 2001. New Year's Eve. You and I and... Mr. Duke.
That's right.
Decided to go to Vegas for New Year's Eve. And
that's right.
Because we were in Southern California and we had a car.
Newly 21.
Yeah. Yes. And we were hanging around and we had time off work. So we're like, yeah, let's just hop in the car and drive 6 hours and go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Several very important things were learned there.
Right. One is don't let Duke drive your car at night.
Yes. Through the desert. Don't be okay when Duke says, you can sleep in the back seat because you just worked all day and I'll drive at 3 a.m. Just don't do that. Don't trust him on that.
We all survived.
Also, we were walking through, I think it might have been New York, but I don't remember.
It almost certainly was New York.
So we were walking through.
Back when it was new.
The casino floor. And of course you do what everyone is apt to do in Vegas, if you're a normal person, is to kind of hang around the high roller tables and just see if you can see people spending money that you can only dream of having.
Exactly.
And who did we see at the high roller table?
World Series champion, Randy Johnson.
Not Curt Schilling. Yes.
No, not Curt Schilling. Not that weirdo. Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson was the only one sitting at a table. And then his security was behind him. So we were trying to be really cool with our camera that was a newly digital camera because that was newer technology in 2001. New for us to afford
new
it. How's
for,
that?
New for us, yes.
And so we did this whole quick, like, pretend like you're not taking a picture of Randy Johnson and then spin around and take a quick picture of Randy Johnson.
Boom.
So did the picture come out? No.
That's fine.
But was the story good? Yes.
Kind of. That's fine.
That's what I got. Well, that's not the best part of the story.
Oh, man. We're still going. Okay.
So, New Year's Eve, 2001. Security is heightened.
Yes.
You've got approximately 500,000 people standing in the middle of the Las Vegas Strip waiting for midnight.
All right.
To keep security under control, all of the casinos on that end of the strip had their doors locked. So you could only, after 10 p.m. or 9 p.m., you could only enter a casino if you had a room key to that casino.
This was,
2001. December.
Right.
So if you were staying at a hotel, you could get in. But if you did not have a room key for that hotel, if you just wanted to visit, you would not be allowed in. If you were in, you could stay in. But if you came out, you couldn't go back in until after midnight. Huge police presence, 500,000 people out on the street. People are walking miles. They're selling beer at folding tables.
Wild.
Everybody's just having a great time. And there were a lot of mounted police out on the Las Vegas Strip.
There are.
Because it's a great way for crowd control. They're slightly above all the people that are standing around, milling around. People are shoulder to shoulder. And the three of us are out somewhere in front of, it was between MGM and Bellagio, somewhere in that section.
Area.
And we were just kind of hanging out, walking with the crowd, and we saw three mounted police officers. And we saw someone who was quite inebriated, who was not with our group.
No.
And this inebriated person turned around and full-on punched the police horse in the face.
So don't do that.
Yeah. And so everyone in the vicinity, probably 40 people directly around, and there is a police officer on the back of the horse at the time.
Right.
This is in full view of everyone. And we all just kind of stood there like, what just happened?
Right.
And then you start hearing this sound, and it was kind of like in the movies. Do you remember this? That the crowd parted and a SWAT team type group came in and they were all in full like riot gear and they were shoulder to shoulder and they all marched in and surrounded this guy and then just took him away. Yeah. I don't know where he went.
He's gone.
The police officer didn't have to do any, he didn't say a thing. Like, we all just stood around and looked around like, was he really here? Did we actually just see someone send a right hook to a police horse face?
Did any of this happen? It was bananas.
It was completely bananas. And then there were amazing fireworks.
Well, I mean, it's Las Vegas.
And then we had to walk on the strip to like 4 a.m. because we were like 2 miles from our hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
But we were in our 20s.
Oh,
so
when we were at the Westward Ho.
We were.
That's right.
The Cinder Block Hotel behind Circus Circus.
The Cinder Block Hotel.
Cinder Block. It was like being in a jail.
It's because, you know, we were 24 and unsuccessful, unlike John Mayer, who could have stayed at a nice hotel.
It was a nice hotel. The Cinder Blocks were all painted gray. Yes. And the Westward Ho had dollar margaritas that were huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that place is gone now. I don't know what it
Thankfully.
Is.
Thankfully.
I don't know what it is now.
Well, they paved the Westward Ho and put up a parking lot, I think.
It's, I don't know. It's over by Circus Circus.
Come on, I need a little rim shot. That was a good one.
I don't have my rim shot buttons.
You need a rim shot button.
I do. I have it, but I don't bring it because it's just me and you can't just.
You could.
Make jokes with yourself.
Why not?
I don't know. You can.
It's your show.
It's true.
Do it.
It's true.
Anyway, don't punch a horse, especially a police horse.
That's
with
right.
With a police officer on it.
Yes.
But do go to Vegas when you're young, because now I would be in bed at 10 o'clock if I went to Vegas.
Right. Or go to Atlantic City. It's close enough. It's not close enough. Get on a plane. Here's some Weezer. This is Hashpipe.
Come on and kick me.
Weezer on Xennial Yearbook. That's Hash Pipe off of their green album, which is also called Weezer, like their first album, which is the blue album, which is also called Weezer. I don't know. And their red album, I think, is called Weezer.
Hold on. Are they not called by their color names?
No.
They're just physically that color.
That's, yeah, like the green. Yeah, the green album's green. Well, the artwork is green. It's a green background.
So,
and it has a Weezer.
Weezer had an aesthetic before people were talking about having an aesthetic.
People were saying aesthetic.
Yeah.
And making me nauseous.
Quarter of a century before aesthetics were a thing,
true.
Weezer was on it.
They were on top of it.
They were.
These guys are.
They were ahead of it.
Ahead of the curve.
Yes.
So yeah, that's the show, everyone.
Thanks. Good show.
Thanks for tuning in. And turning in.
Don't turn us in.
It's like 3:30. Don't go to bed now.
Turn in people who punch horses.
That's right.
But just tune in
also
to Xennial Yearbook.
That's right. Every Saturday, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock Eastern.
Eastern.
But you can stream us from anywhere.
You can stream us on Apple Podcasts. You guys, we're on Apple Podcasts. Stream every episode on Apple Podcasts.
Subscribe.
Ooh, like and subscribe.
Big words.
Hit that bell. I don't know if they do that for. Oh, that is not a bell.
The mic.
Yes. Thanks.
That was like the Law and Order sound. Like
I
the
know.
Let me do it again.
No. Anyway, we'll end with another 2001 album, Jimmy Eat World's "Bleed American." This is a praise course. Thanks for listening to Xennial Yearbook.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for showing up, Jen. All right. We'll see you next week.
Gonna waste your time. Gotta make a move, or you'll miss out.